Welcome back to Studio Sisterhood. I'm Chesley and I'm here with my sisters.
I'm Tara. Katie.
Sam.
And today we're going to chat about a new anime that we all watched over the last week.
Okay, so
Chat.
before we get
Good
into this
chat.
new anime, Chesley, you got to catch us up on how much more Attack on Titan you have watched.
Okay, so I'm not as far as I had hoped I would be at this point.
You're like mothering got being an adult came as
Yeah,
an
it's
issue.
just stuff has been going on. Kevin and I went out to dinner last night. So, but we did finish the first season.
Nice, nice.
Ooh. I
Um,
forget where the first season ends.
yeah, where does that end?
the female Titan is who I thought it was.
Okay.
Who is it? You could
And
say it now.
I don't remember her. Oh, Annie.
It's Annie.
Do you want to
Annie
hear who I
Lionheart.
thought it was when I
Yeah,
first watched
who
it?
did you think it was?
I thought it was Armin's mom.
Which is ridiculous because even though they don't mention in the anime, they do mention in the manga why Armin's parents are never around and why you only hear about his grandfather.
Who went to basically get sent off to that camp to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it was Annie just because like they looked similar, and I was like, I feel like it had to be someone that Armin knew because when she like lifted his hood and didn't kill him, though I'm
See,
like,
could have been his mom.
I mean, I
Yeah,
see where you're going with that.
but like
Yeah.
she didn't kill Jean either, and Armin's mom would have no
Jean.
idea who Jean is.
Side note.
Jean.
Did anyone just notice the fact that Katie's just drinking a Twisted Tea during this?
It's like a Gatorade. It wakes me up.
Oh my God, you have an issue.
So yeah, I think that there might. So now she's in that crystal thing. You know, she's human, but in and they're gonna like, I guess, put her underground or whatever. That's kind of like where the first season left off. I guess Aaron is now gonna be like free because that he was gonna like have to go to be judged or whatever.
I mean, you'll see. I don't know.
Oh,
So much is gonna happen. Just wait and find out.
How do you
Wait
feel
and
about
find out.
Levi?
Yeah, definitely growing on me. Like he's obviously a mastermind.
Hot.
Short King.
My candy.
I wish his eyes had some more emotion.
That's
That's
the
okay. I
beautiful
like
thing
him
about him.
cold.
They're dead. He's deadly inside. That's what I
Yeah,
like
I
about
mean,
him.
once you get his backstory, it'll all make sense.
Yeah. I like that he like supports his crew, you know?
Ride or die.
Yeah.
Yeah, Levi's
Literally
like
die.
a true fucking homie. He's
And it's
always doing his
like,
best to help out everyone else.
yeah, and it's like really seemingly for the greater good. Like he just cuts through all that red tape BS, you know?
Yep. He's just like, nope. He's like, we all know this needs to be done. I'm just gonna do it.
And Erwin too, his boss, I guess, for lack of a better
Yeah.
term.
Captain.
I guess. Is he a captain?
Yep. Yeah, he's
Erwin's
captain
a
of the, yeah.
commander. He's the
Oh.
commander of the
Yes.
scouts. Levi's a
Commander,
captain.
captain.
Levi's a captain.
Heads up,
Andre's a commander.
though.
And
Same shit, they're
Hanji is a
two hires up.
commander.
What is that?
It's a flashlight.
Oh.
Why?
Have you been drinking tonight?
It says number one dad.
Oh, did one of the kids get it for Kevin?
Yeah.
I think I remember seeing him open that on Christmas.
So yeah, I am really excited to see where season two goes. I do think that that there's probably, I mean, I know it's not like a romance show, but like there's probably something that between Annie and Armin.
Armin.
I
Armand.
don't know why.
Armand. Armani exchange.
I don't know why I just did that. Get out of your system.
I was playing with something real quick and it fell.
So yeah, anyway, I'm excited to see where season two goes. I feel like we're gonna learn a lot more about the world. Like I feel like it's been so contained to like within the walls and like not, you know, I mean, I know they venture outside of it, but not far. I feel like there definitely has to be other stuff going on. So I'm kind of excited to see where that might go.
Katie, you looked very hunchback right now. I just don't think you want to look like that. Fix your posture a little.
Thank you.
She's just looking out for
Yeah, she's so nice.
Sister.
Maybe I'm the Notre Dame name.
You could say it, right?
Hunchback Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Or I'm just dumb.
Notre Dame.
Some people say
Notre Dame. Some people say Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
Esmeralda. Does anyone remember really quick? I don't think it's a Disney movie. It might be, but I don't think it is. The one with the swan.
Princess Swan.
The Swan Princess.
Swan Princess, yes. Oh, yes. I can only find the newer ones online anywhere, and they're all like CGI 3D animation. And I'm like, I don't want that. I want like the original, like two movies.
Yeah. I didn't even watch the second one, I don't think.
I mean,
it's good. It's good.
What's her name?
I rented it from Blockbuster a lot. Odette.
Odette. Right.
Oh, and
what a lot of debt.
What's the guy's name?
It's not Philip.
Is it Philip?
Odom. I don't know.
It's pretty.
Wait.
Did you just say Odette was
Prince
a pretty name?
Derek.
Yeah,
her name is Odette, and it's Ugh. Prince Derek. And then there's Puffin the Turtle.
Oh, Puffin.
Just Odette and Derek. Like
no,
Odette?
Puffin the Turtle. He's not. He's a Puffin.
Oh, I don't. Then all right. But then there's
the toucan.
Rothbart, the evil guy that turns into like a giant bat.
Yeah.
Really quick, do you guys remember the movie Thumbelina? I love that movie.
Of course.
Yeah. Love like, that movie.
One of my favorites.
When they're dancing and singing with the frogs and
Thumbelina.
Like, yeah, so good.
I'm pretty sure they're toads, not frogs.
Something of the species.
Okay. Something of a species.
Something of the species, like same.
An amphibian.
Yeah,
is that the word you're looking for? Amphibian?
They live in water.
I'm gonna make Jake watch that tomorrow. Since last weekend we watched Atlantis.
Oh, that just reminded me.
I mean, you know who they have to cast in that?
Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Yeah,
I said it.
Nothing
said
else.
It.
Nothing
no,
else.
I,
you
I don't
couldn't.
Want to see.
You
I don't
couldn't.
Want no Brad Pitt. I don't want no.
I mean,
Jake
he'd be
Gyllenhaal.
Too old.
I know, but it has to be Tom Holland.
Introspection.
Introspection is the word Katie was looking for in that one episode. Emily,
the last episode.
Yeah, Emily had texted me earlier in the week to say that she finished listening to last week's episode. And that introspection is the word that Katie was apparently looking for at one point in the episode.
Thank you,
I have still never listened to an episode.
So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for next time we record to have more on Attack on Titan. I'm hoping that we'll make a larger
I'm excited
dent.
To start
I
a
think
new season
2 is my favorite season. So
I know that's what you and Sam
I mean,
were saying last time.
Mm-hmm. The beginning of season 2 is really no, I'm thinking of season 3. Season 2 is great.
I'm glad that
you
didn't
beginning
just
of season 3. Okay, Tyler's
well,
sister
let's
Bridget
not...
and her boyfriend are also in the process of watching Attack on Titan and they're a little bit further than you. So they had it on when I was over last night.
Nice. So now we could segue into talking about
our
what we all
show.
Thought about. So the new show that we all watched, which it's pretty hard to get an anime that none of us have seen. So of course it had to be something new.
Sorry.
That's
no,
all because of
it's
our
all Katie does in her life.
Yeah, it's because of our dear sister Katie. So we all watched the new show Solo Leveling, which I then also found out that my oldest son has been also desperate to watch. So he was very mad that Kevin and I had watched the first episode without him.
Tell him to watch the first episode, then you guys can go all watch the second.
Yeah. I just like didn't even know that he had already
so
read the manhwa.
To me about it like a while ago. The manhwa.
Yeah, well
he said he
probably
was excited for it to become an anime.
He probably talks to you more than he talks to me. So or you see all his stuff on socials.
I did send him a memory of us the other day when he had red hair and he said, ew. And I said, we're so cute and nice.
He does not like that. Do you know what his nickname was when he had red hair?
What?
Beacon Boy.
Oh, okay. Beacon, what? You're not even from Beacon.
No, like a
no, I think like a light beacon, like a light
like
beacon.
He's big now, Big L.
The red, and he's tall. And
that wasn't a nickname I gave him. It was his friend.
I know. What's his nickname now for his friends?
I don't know. I don't get. I don't. I'm not privy to that kind of information anymore.
His retweets on TikTok are just, they really kill me. They really get me and Katie going.
I don't see them, so.
Oh, he followed me.
I follow him on TikTok, but I never see his.
I just wanted to, you know, give him space. Like, you know.
She's a cool mom. She's not like a regular mom.
I'm not like regular moms.
I low-key want to see the new Mean Girls.
Me too.
Me too.
Solo Leveling. What? Katie, you look like you want to talk, so why don't you go first?
I actually just watched the third episode.
I didn't watch it yet.
At first,
even though I know what happens,
Katie's gonna watch the whole thing before we even make halfway through it.
At first, I was like, "Oh, it's kind of boring." Great theme song, no, I love it, and it's been growing on me. But I was looking at the art from the manhwa, and it looks like they did a disservice in the anime. It doesn't look as good.
It doesn't look like he looks the same.
Well, there's a reason behind that.
Yeah, and then I just read the author who wrote the manhwa died of a hemorrhage not too long ago, right after completing. And I'm like, oh, that's so sad. I'm going to continue watching to see where it goes, but it is it's definitely a very interesting premise, I think. Like, yeah, but it's too soon for me to really judge.
How about you, so Sam?
I mean,
oh, sorry.
It was fine. I feel like I'll like it maybe more as it goes on, but I was like kind of bored.
You gotta watch episode 2.
I was still bored. I love how you're like, but I'll watch an anime about swimmers.
Well, that's more of like a comedy. Like I could put it on and not have to focus on it. I am actually recently rewatching Haikyuu because the movie's coming out. That's about volleyball, but that's good.
Haikyuu's great.
Isn't there a basketball one too?
Yeah, Kirk loves basketball. But that one's like good, but I don't love the ending of that one.
I fell off.
Whereas like the ending of Haikyuu, they did it perfectly. They wrapped everything up perfectly. I loved it so much.
I didn't watch it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, me either. Don't say
it. It was the longest running sports manga ever so far with 402 chapters.
Prince of Tennis is not more?
Nope. Prince of Tennis is, I think, around 300 chapters. But the ending of Prince of Tennis was so stupid.
Sorry. Just going through some, I don't know, like, what's going on with my chin? I'm growing so much hair.
Hormones.
Yeah. But I like what Katie said. Like, I kind of, like, I was just like, eh, the whole time. I was, like, kept looking at my phone.
Yeah.
That's how I knew it wasn't really. And I'm watching two other animes right now that are new that just came out that I really like. So, like, the whole time I was watching Solo Leveling, I just wanted to put on the Apothecary Diaries and watch that the whole time because it's so good.
Oh, I love that show.
I know. Then A Sign of Affection. So good. But I definitely think it's more of a show that Jake will like. And maybe like I'll watch it with Jake because he'll enjoy it more. And I'll just kind of be there watching it.
Yeah.
The good parts.
I want to give. I only watched the first episode. We were going to watch the second, but we didn't get to it yet. I want to give it another chance. I'll probably end up at least watching it like with Kevin and Liam because I think Kevin kind of felt similarly. It is hard to like gauge something off the first episode. I think the premise seems cool. I just don't know if I like the execution, so to speak, you know? Sometimes I feel like it can, like some animes can be like too jokey. For me, you know what I mean? I'm like, could you guys be a little bit more serious? Like,
I feel like too when a first episode when I don't really like it, it's hard for me to like
want to get into it.
During the second episode, I even was like,
I'm not into this.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll see. Maybe it like gets really good.
Yeah, maybe it'll change my mind. I thought that with Demon Slayer and Jujutsu, like I thought I wasn't gonna like it, and Jake would watch it, and I'd be like, no, and then.
Jujutsu is like your favorite one.
Love Jujutsu.
I'm wearing it right now. Jujutsu and Demon Slayer are literally two of my favorite animes ever. So
Daddy's home.
Tara, what were your thoughts?
So my stories
didn't want to watch.
Let's start this by saying I at first did not want to watch it because of how hyped this show was and how people just kept talking about how it was going to be like the greatest thing ever, and
is this going to be a case where Tara
loves, Tara's the only one who likes it
and everyone else
does? So let me finish my story first. So Tyler actually watched the first two episodes with me subbed, which I was a little surprised about because he does not normally watch subbed.
Oh, do they have it dubbed?
They just started dubbing it. We're gonna wait for more episodes to come out so we can just continue the show in English.
Oh, okay.
But I put it on and it started, the first 5 seconds were the first episode, and then I must have hit something by accident, and we watched the second episode thinking it was the first episode. And the second episode just had so much more in it, but left me with so many questions that it kind of reeled me in. So then we watched the first episode and we realized our mistake. But I ended up liking it so much that I spent the next 2 days reading the entire manhwa that the show is based on. So I know everything that happens. And I'm just going to have to wait for this to for the series to continue in order to talk to you guys about it. Cause although I do like it, it's a good series. It's a good premise. I like the characters. There are a few things that I do have issues with, but I don't want to say them because I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
is the manga finished?
You and Liam could have like a side.
The last like 15 chapters are literally epilogues of like all the characters, which I actually really enjoy. Right? Like little side stories.
I love when
they throw stuff like that in because it's like, I want to know what the characters are doing after. I want to know how their lives continue on.
Give me like 5 chapters of epilogue. Like I want to know, where did these people end up?
How do you guys say epilogue? Like
I always love that.
It's epilogue.
I used to say just epilogue.
I know. And I used to make fun of you. No, one time didn't you call it an epi? You were like an epilogue.
And I will say every episode so far ends on a cliffhanger. And it kills me on the inside.
Oh, all the chapters were like that too.
That was like the episodes of Jujutsu this season. Like everything just ended crazy every episode. And you were like,
this one gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
Oh, so quick side note. I was watching something on TikTok today and they were talking about, I'm sure you guys have all heard, because I'm sure I've mentioned it before, One Piece is getting a remake. And so Netflix has, or whatever company's doing it, has come out and said exactly how many episodes they think each arc is going to be in their new condensed, better paced anime adaptation of the story. And they're literally cutting it down from over 1,000 episodes to like roughly around 200 episodes.
Can we make a petition where we don't talk about One Piece on this podcast?
No, we cannot. This is an anime podcast and you have to let me talk about one of my favorite animes. I will fight you, pregnant or not.
Wow. Lines were just drawn. Dylan is both watching One Piece and
God, Dylan, I gotta warn him.
He loves it.
So great.
Dylan
and I need to have a chat about One Piece.
You know he has a One Piece hoodie.
Love that. You should give him a straw hat.
The other day
he should be Sanji or Luffy for Halloween next
year. They should pirate movies.
Or Zoro.
like mom used to pirate movies.
Yes.
The FBI's gonna get it.
The other day, Liam had a basketball game on Tuesday, and he was like, just make sure that – he was like, you guys are going to come to it? And I was like, yeah, dude, it's your basketball game. He was like, just make sure Dylan doesn't wear any of his anime hoodies.
Why? He's so mean.
Liam is starting to sound like Sam.
I know.
But he watches anime. Does he not tell people?
No, not anymore.
Wow, he's really pulling an Aunt Sammy. That's crazy.
Well, now you know he plays football and basketball, and
he's so cool.
Yeah,
it's true. Yo, tell I'm pulling up to a Liam function and full on,
full on, full on anime.
No, we are all cosplay.
I'm gonna cosplay and show up to one
wait,
of Liam's
wait,
games.
Should we show up as a Sailor Scout?
Yeah.
We could all be different Sailor Scouts and just show up at his
next
one
year
of his football games.
For Halloween, Jake and I are gonna like dress up just to take pictures. Yes, we are. Because we're gonna do something so iconic, anime themed, and have
the baby.
The baby be something, but I'm obviously not gonna tell you guys what. We don't know yet.
Is it a movie or you don't know what it is?
No, but we're gonna do something like anime where it's three.
Are you taking requests?
I mean, I'll take them, but
you're like, but no.
If it was a girl, we could have done Tuxedo Mask, Sailor Moon, and Rini. But
I know
can't do that. Next
you
trial.
could do Sailor V, Tuxedo Mask, and Artemis.
No, because then I'd be promoting that I think Tuxedo Mask.
I know
would be
you don't want to,
but Sailor Moon.
No, obviously it can't.
Yeah, I could do a couple things. Gotta think.
I know. I mean, you could do. Well, you hate. I feel like you hate Kiki's Delivery Service.
I don't hate it. I just don't think it's the best. I think it's bland. We could do like
Hal you could
and
do
Sophie and like Calcifer the Fire.
Oh, that would be cute. Or you could do Princess Mononoke. What's his face? And like have the baby be the wolf.
Oh well, no, because Blade could be the wolf and the baby could be something else.
Oh,
we'll see. It's really cute.
You could be Ichigo and Orihime and their son, because they have a son.
Oh my gosh, what about Naruto?
What is that from? No,
Bleach.
No, I never watched Bleach, and I'm not a Baruto girl.
You could be Naruto, Hinata, and Baruto.
Nope, no thanks. Requests are closed. The poll is closed for options.
Oh wait, what about don't Ed and
Winry, they have a boy and a
Winry
girl.
They have a little girl.
You could be Gojo and
Gato.
And Gato and then little Megumi.
I love Megumi, but no. I want to be something really iconic.
No, it'd be little baby Itadori, not Megumi.
Well, Gojo.
But Megumi's better than Itadori.
Raise
Megumi.
Yeah, no, I know.
Now Daddy's home. Did you guys hear the Usher cosplay as Gojo? So it's officially his theme song in Mino.
Katie,
that?
Don't even front. Who told you that? Who sent you that TikTok?
I have a source.
Yeah, it was me who told you that and sent it to you.
Yeah, he dressed up as Gojo with a little eye mask.
Taking all the credit for things I show her.
Yeah. And people, I think he's doing the Super Bowl and people are hoping he does it again.
Yo, he's doing the Super Bowl and I'm praying he brings out Jungkook from BTS. Because they just came out with that song together.
Who's doing the Super Bowl?
Usher.
Wow.
He has a song called Daddy's Home and everybody puts that theme song to Gojo.
That's the next one you have to watch after Attack on Titan.
And that's why he
cosplayed. Or Demon Slayer.
You guys were arguing about this the last pod.
I think you should watch Demon Slayer because it's not as hard to like follow. So
yeah.
Like, it'd be like a nice little break after Attack to kind of like, it's good, but a little more
like a palate cleanser.
Yeah. And then Jujutsu is more like kind of like Attack where you're like, okay, you have to like think deeper, use your brain, connections, everything.
So a lot of little hints.
You're like, I know.
Sometimes.
You're like, I know that you're slow, so I don't want to.
No, you're really smart, but no, I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
you're really dumb, so watch Demon Slayer. No. Just
kidding. I used to love when Liam would wear his Demon Slayer shirts to church.
I got Liam a My Hero shirt one time.
I know.
On it.
And he doesn't wear it anymore.
Give it to Dylan. He'll appreciate it.
Yeah, they're still too big for Dylan.
That's funny.
It wasn't that long ago that Liam was wearing them.
I know. I can't believe it.
Now he's like just plain. Or it could be like a band. He'll do like a Wu-Tang
sweatshirt.
Or
he is cool now. What he wore on Christmas was really cool. I have a coworker that dresses like that.
His big jeans.
I said, Jake, you need to dress like this. This is cool.
Well, so funny at the basketball game the other night, it's like all the like kids roll in to like watch their friends or whatever. And it's just all
posse.
Yeah, it's just all guys in like
streetwear now.
Yeah, but it's like shiny puffer jackets, Nike backpacks, the
Nike
Uggs.
Tacks,
Ugg slippers, like God. the little floofy hair.
It's so funny.
So funny.
Jake has the floofy. So funny.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever watched the show Pen 15 on Hulu?
Yes, I love that show.
It's so funny.
I feel like Chelsea would like that show.
It's definitely, they probably were fit, like tweens when you were a tween, so you could probably relate to all the chat rooms
But
and
Katie, you know how
oh.
old they were when they actually filmed? Like Maya's like actually like in her 20s, 30s when she's filming that show.
No, I know they do that on purpose. Yeah, they're like, yeah.
It's a really good, it's funny.
I've seen like stuff about it.
Yeah, I feel like you'd like
Yeah.
it.
Chat
Would
rooms
you
were a really scary place. I'll
like
just tell you.
IDM?
Like what?
IBM? No, AIM,
No,
sorry.
AIM.
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 Yeah, no, I mean it was the Wild West out there on the internet.
Yeah, really good
There was
show,
no
though.
real supervision like when we were kids, whereas
I
like
mean, we wouldn't
now.
have no, Tara, there would in our house there would never be supervision, no matter the time.
My child's
I mean,
not getting
this is
electronics.
very true, but I'm saying like even in like other people's houses, like not as many parents were concerned with monitoring their kids' internet access as opposed to like now,
Well,
where like
it's because those.
since everyone's on the internet, like I feel like parents are more so
That's not why.
monitoring.
That's not why. The reason is because our parents didn't grow up with the internet, so they didn't know what to look out for. Whereas parents now grew up with the internet, so they're more plugged in.
Wow, that's true.
Stop
Now
letting
be
your
plugged
kids
in.
get
True, true.
TikTok when they're 12.
What, Katie?
I said plugged in. That was a good one. Get it? Like
I
electricity
know. I
plugged
really
in.
want it. I know. I wanted
Yeah, no. Great. That
to. Thanks for calling it out.
good. You're welcome.
Yeah. So, I mean, the internet's a crazy place.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Yeah.
delete my text on my Instagram probably.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'll also delete like 400 followers today, people that follow me.
Nice.
I just don't need random people I don't talk to follow me. I just don't care.
I love that for you.
Must be nice.
I'm just not into the internet
I only
life.
keep my Instagram because you
I
guys
love
know
that
who you mean,
journey.
Sam. And
I love this
shout out
journey
to
for you.
Nicole. Nicole was telling me I never shout her out on the podcast. I have alluded to her, but shout out to you, Nicole.
How could you not give your best friend a shout out?
Sorry,
I
Nicole.
just
I
never
send her
hear
more
about.
memes than you, though.
I'm like, oh, I made my friend watch that show. Stuff
I
like that.
send Katie so many memes on Instagram.
You send me a lot, too.
I think I probably sent Katie more. But
Yeah, you send.
it's only because
Haven't
you
read
don't.
ACOTAR. I know. I know.
Or Fourth Wing.
Or I know. They're literally sitting all on my
I'm
bookshelf, the
begging.
entire series
Nicole
of both.
owns Fourth Wing and she has not read
Oh,
it yet.
Katie.
And I'm like dying on the inside. I'm like, you need to read it. Last time she came over and we had wine, we were going through the gift you got me and we were just reading the cards, losing our mind.
I really want to play it. Katie, we need to do a night with like your friends since they're the only ones that read the stuff that I tell them
Yeah,
about.
her
Literally.
friends, her one friend.
I
I
have
have
too many
three.
manhwas to read.
I'll read it so I can come to this game night, but I'll
Could
bring like
you?
apple cider or something.
It'd be so great if you could.
Yeah, no. We
I'm gonna
just need
start it.
four.
I'm gonna start it. That'll be my
When?
thing.
When?
When we get off the podcast, I'll start reading it.
No, you won't. You're gonna go to
I'm probably gonna go to bed. I almost
When
went to
she moves
sleep.
in, I'm gonna sit outside her
No,
door
when I move in,
and
there
put
will
the
be no
Audible book
bothering. No
on
bothering of
outside.
me.
Put the audiobook on.
No
Wait,
bothering. I'm gonna be in my own
Katie.
world. No one bother me.
No, Katie, before she moves in, you should strategically hide speakers in their area.
We're gonna get a door. Lock
Do you
it,
know what?
buddy.
Do you know what
I
Kevin
need
did?
cabinets in the kitchen now. Yeah.
Do you know
What?
what? You know what Kevin did one time when he worked at the Woodbury Commons?
Kevin worked at the Commons.
Are you kidding?
Such a
Yeah, for
sight I
like
can't
a
see
long time.
happening.
Yeah, like when we were first dating. But this was even before I knew him. And he worked at this store that was like near, you know, like how the old food court was?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
well,
do.
yeah. So you remember the bench that had the Ronald McDonald statue on it? Nope. So he worked at a store that was like right by there called Music for Less. And it was like a music store. And they I'm pretty sure that was the store he worked at. Anyway, they would put like a walkie-talkie behind the Ronald McDonald on the bench. And then when people would sit down on the bench, they would like make him talk with the walkie-talkie and like freak people out. Because they would think that Ronald McDonald was talking.
That's funny. That's like some. That's
Sam
like.
like did not think that was funny. She was like, wow,
That's
that's so
funny, but it's
funny.
just something they would do on Impractical Jokers, and I love that show.
I don't love
I
that show.
love that
It's
show.
so funny.
I've never seen
it's,
it.
It's not my cup of tea.
Oh, I just think they're so funny.
They're so funny. He's so me cute. Too. I just love when they make each other do stuff.
I just think they're like so mean to each other. I don't get it. I get that that's like their friendship and they think it's funny and everything, but like, yo, if my friends did some of the stuff to me that like they do to each other, I would not want to be friends with those people anymore.
So you wouldn't sign up for the show to make money. Yeah. They know what they're getting into. They want to do it. They like.
Well, no, I know. Like that works for them. Like I said, that's their friendship and it works for them, but I don't like it and I just don't care to watch it.
How are you growing your bangs out too?
Yeah, I'm contemplating it.
Okay.
I'm thinking getting bangs.
No.
I also seriously need a haircut.
Don't
do it.
I wanted to get what are the ones
you could do curtain bangs.
Oh, curtain bangs.
Yeah. You could do that like... straight across. I was like, don't do it, girl. You don't have the forehead for it.
Don't do bangs, Kate.
No, get Katie, curtain bangs.
No, curtain bangs. Do curtain bangs.
I want to get, and then I want to get really choppy layers and a couple inches.
The only thing is,
live like this.
The choppy layers with you is. You're not going to blow your hair out all the time, and you have very curly hair, so you're not going to like it when it's natural. I'm just going to tell you that. Because it's going to look bobbish. That's the only thing you need to think about.
No,
you're
I
not going to be blowing
it
out.
Here. I don't want it short.
No, I know, but your hair naturally, like, curls up. I'm just telling you.
We'll see. Maybe
just watch TikToks about girls with curly hair who get cuts like that, because you'll see why they don't like it.
Okay.
But if you're going to, like, blow your hair out all the time and be cute.
It's going to be like...
Like a poodle.
Yeah.
But I think you should get a haircut regardless.
I want to do something with my hair though, because I'm over it. Something new.
Get like
chop it all off.
Yeah, just shave your head.
Honestly.
Get like angles.
I think I want to dye it a different color.
Did I ever tell you red?
What color?
Yeah, but like a brown with red undertones.
Oh, I was gonna say like Bryce Quinlan.
You're gonna look like mom.
Did I ever tell you guys about when Brie cut my hair?
No, did I tell you about when I cut my hair, when you cut my hair and I cried my eyes out?
Well, I mean, I remember that, so.
Never cut her hair again.
When we were in high school,
since.
I haven't. When we were in high school, which is on purpose, when Brie and I were, I think we were freshmen, I was sleeping over her house, and we had just dyed my hair black, and I was like, I really want a haircut, and she was like,
phase.
She was like, I could totally give you a haircut. And I was like, okay, do you know how to do layers? She was like, absolutely, I know how to do layers.
Root for disaster.
This is actually the origin story of like my pixie cut.
Ah.
I
love your pixie cut.
I know you don't, but other people love it. So
I know.
Anyway, so I'm like sitting in her old bedroom at the house she grew up in. It was downstairs, and there was like this closet doors with like mirrors on it. So I'm sitting on like a computer chair with like paper towels on the floor because it was carpeted. And so we just like
put a giant towel.
I don't know. The decisions were made.
We weren't proud of them.
Yeah. We were 14. And so I'm like looking, so I can like see what she's doing, right? Because I have like these mirrors I'm looking in with the paper towels all around the carpet. And she's like, all right, I'm gonna do layers. And I was like, cool.
I know.
What? Katie?
Say it louder, Katie, for the ones in the back.
What'd you say?
She froze on us. I missed the whole story. We got to the paper towels.
We got to the paper towels and then the whole thing just like froze. And
you didn't
like,
freeze
oh.
For me.
I feel like it's you guys.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think it's our internet is a little unstable tonight.
Anyway. The first cut that she makes, she goes, ooh.
Oh, I actually would have killed her.
Right in the back. I had like very long, like I had like hair to like down here.
Oh my God, you're probably just so pretty.
It was red before I dyed it black. And then she did like a big cut here and was just like, ooh.
Straight back? Holy.
You took it too far.
She was just getting the coconut trim at that point.
Yeah, it didn't, you know, it didn't turn out great. Then I was like,
asking your friends to cut your hair never turns out great.
Yeah, well, so then I cut my own hair. And then I had a pixie cut.
When you were 14?
I had maybe just turned 15.
I'm so sorry for you. Did
you
get bullied?
That was a slay.
No.
Oh, good.
Why would I get bullied?
What's a pixie cut again?
My short hair.
Sure. Like boy short hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like kids were ruthless back in your day.
No, but Chesley was cool and everyone liked her. But in the her.
Early 2000s, I feel like that pixie cut was really popular.
Oh, because like pink and everything.
Moving on. Let's talk about, it's not anime, but we've already said it's anime adjacent. The new live action Avatar The Last Airbender. How is everyone feeling about it so far?
Super excited.
So excited. So excited.
So excited.
I think. No, you go. Oh.
Beautiful.
Did you burp again?
She did. It's supposed to tease.
Never.
A lady doesn't burp.
The costuming looks insane. They did the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. I hope the CGI isn't like weird though.
It looked good.
Great. Yeah, I just always get worried about CGI and everything. It's like
perfect.
Oh, the casting. I mean, from what I've seen, is like spot on.
Sokka seems just like the guy who plays Sokka seems just like Sokka in real life.
Yeah, like, he looks like him. Like a he comedy, like little him.
Funny guy. The one thing that pumped me up so much about the new trailer was they're bringing back all the old school music from the cartoon. It's the same exact music.
Ooh.
And I'm like getting the chills.
Yeah.
That's and like so even the smart.
Like chill, like everything was the same, the music. And then it just so good. All the characters they're bringing back, like from the first season, they're bringing back the Cabbage Man, the girl who rides the like giant anteater. They're bringing back the boys that Katara meets in that village where they kind of like do bad stuff, but they're like the free boy. I forget what they're called, but they bring back them. It's just like, it really feels like they're going to try and follow like
the original cartoon, the
original storyline. Yeah. Cause the cartoon went hard for a cartoon.
Oh, I mean,
like, it was emotional. It had like,
it went so hard.
All the
character development and like,
yeah, all the episodes added up, everything like, came yeah. in a circle, like it had a point and a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like they're gonna, what it seems like is they're gonna follow it good.
Yeah, I mean the trailer looks really promising. The special effects looked amazing. I also like, I really like the cast. I feel like they look like the characters. They just everything they just is exactly it. What I wanted so far, and I really hope that in the end it's everything
lives up
that
to
I
it.
Dreamed of.
Well, and I feel like they really took a look at, like, because in the show it's like, yes, everyone largely is Asian, but it's different regions, you know,
like it's different regions.
The waterbenders, you know, have more of like an Inuit look, you know what I mean, like than the firebenders look, yeah. And I feel like they really captured that with the casting, which is exciting that they're like really trying to make it so true to the original source material.
I hope it does really well, because then I hope obviously they come out the second season, and I cannot wait to see who they would cast as Toph. Like, she's my favorite.
I know. You're like, I'm just here for Toph.
Just waiting for Toph.
I'm ready.
That's all she wants. She's like, I just need to see who they cast as Toph, and then I can.
And it needs to live up to my expectations. But, and I like how, like, Aang and Katara look young. Like, I'm actually watching the cartoon right now. They're, like, 12 when it starts.
Even Azula, because, like in the anime, they do make Azula look a lot younger, but she's supposed to be Zuko's younger sister. And even by, like, the end of the series, I think Zuko's, like, at most 16, 17, and Azula's closer to 14. And, like, she actually looks young, like, the actress that they got to play her. And I feel like it's a better representation of the fact that Azula is the little sister. You know, she's supposed to be younger than Zuko.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see. I saw they have Suki.
Mm.
Suki. Suki. I know, Suki. I'm thinking of...
You're like...
None of you probably watched this, True Blood.
Oh, yeah. Suki.
Oh, my God. You're a True
what?
Blood?
What?
I was gonna say, we gotta talk.
I've watched some of it.
Oh, okay. I'm a True Blood.
Not in a long time. Tara, right? That's her best friend.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the guy who works.
Shapeshifter.
Yeah, but what about the guy that works at the restaurant with them?
That's Sam. Oh, Renee.
No.
Oh, Lafayette. What's his name?
Yeah. Lafayette.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I think I watched like the first maybe.
It's like the OG vampire show.
I couldn't watch it. Suki's voice bothers me on a level I can't even.
She doesn't bother me.
From the south,
but Bill, I don't love Bill.
Eric's better.
Eric's
better.
Oh,
yeah.
No, the best.
No,
thing, I'll see.
Bill is not Damon.
I know exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, he's no Damon. I thought you said he's.
Bill also is an Endgame, so it's like Bill comes and goes. There's a lot more men.
But they're like married in real life.
I know.
And I think the book series that it's based off of, it's different because mom owns the book series.
She ends,
and I
yeah,
read
with
part
a different guy. She ends with a different,
yeah.
She ends with a werewolf in the book. And then in the show, I'm pretty sure she ends with Eric the vampire, but Eric's cute. But she ends with Alcide the werewolf, which I'm pretty sure is.
Maybe I'll watch that tonight then.
But so someone played
too many
Alcide.
Spoilers. But
I feel like mom
for Avatar yet?
Mom's a true
February something.
No, this I was year? Gonna say I feel like mom.
No,
was...
February 22nd is Avatar.
February 22nd is Avatar.
This month?
Yeah, it was in the trailer that I
Katie,
sent.
It's not February
TikTok.
Right now.
I know, but February's literally
February's like a week away, basically at this point.
Oh my god, I'm so excited!
Really.
I hope they release a whole week and that month, and they don't do the once a week episodes.
Well, I hope they at least do like. You know, like half the season at once.
Oh, but I want it all.
It's on Netflix. I think they're going to do one episode at a time, honestly.
We'll
Netflix
see.
Netflix has been doing that.
Because they're evil.
Well, I've noticed that they've been doing that with certain shows like K-dramas that are still coming out in Korea.
Yeah.
They will release them weekly. But, like, there has been other shows that, like, they've either dropped all at once or dropped half the season. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, all the Disney Plus shows, they drop it per episode.
That's what they're going to do with this, I'm telling you, because it's
yeah,
going to be so because
they're
going
to want to build. They're going to want to build
yeah, well,
excitement.
They're going to
want more money. I was just going to say really quick that, like, mom was, like, an OG...
True Blood.
Jason
Momoa fan.
Jason Momoa fan. Because that's Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah, because he's in Stargate.
Yep.
I remember.
She's
I watched
like,
the show
I
with
love
her.
Aquaman.
She...
are horrible.
Yeah, but she was like the first person, like she was talking about Jason Momoa before anyone knew who he was.
She has good taste. What can I say? Jason Momoa is a beautiful man.
Sometimes she has taste.
She's ahead of the curve.
She's a trendsetter.
Forget mom also used to like people like Akon.
I like Akon's music.
I like his music. I just don't think
Luda.
He's that.
She
good
doesn't
looking.
Like him as a person. She likes his music.
Yeah.
She likes Luda's voice.
She likes Luda's voice.
I like Ludacris too.
Loves her some Luda. Ludacris is great. Like,
he loves Black Eyed Peas.
I can't knock him.
Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to tune in next week where we talk about what anime worlds we would and wouldn't want to live in.